7:30 now, one of America's two great radio stations on a million-dollar weekend, AM 550 WGR.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Killing Me Softly with a song, that's Roberta Flack. It's coming up on 12:35 now on WGR Radio here in Buffalo. And with a 30-second WGR news update, here's Sandy Kozel.
Top stories, Joe, include the fact that we did it. We had enough snow last night and this morning to tie the record snowfall for any month in Buffalo. City of Buffalo is advertising for a new commissioner. St. Mary of Sorrows Church still seems doomed and condemning the airport terrorists. Satellite forecast calls for a traveler's advisory, but beware, the Father Baker and Skyway have been reopened. Flurries and squalls today, high of 26. Right now it's 23. We'll have details at 12:55 on WGR.
Coming up tonight at the Auditorium, Sabres home against the New York Islanders at 7 o'clock. The Hartford Whalers won last night, so they shoved the Sabres back into last place in the Adams division, but only 4 points, I think, behind, 6 points behind lead in the Adams division. So it's a very tight race, of course. Face-off time is 7:05, as I mentioned. New York Giants and defending Super Bowl champion San Francisco 49ers are meeting today in about a half hour in the NFC wildcard playoffs. The winner faces the Bears in Chicago next week. The Patriots took advantage of four turnovers and turned back the Jets yesterday, 26-14, in the AFC wildcard playoff. The Patriots go to Los Angeles taking on the Raiders next weekend. And in bowl games yesterday, the Aloha Bowl, Alabama outlasted Southern Cal 24-3. Georgia and Arizona tied 13 apiece in the Sun Bowl. And in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Florida, Ohio State trimmed Brigham Young by a score of 10-7.
Trust your neighborhood, Lita Drugstore.
The Ramada Inn.
Your love is lifting me higher.
That's Rita Coolidge on a million-dollar weekend at AM 550 WGR. It's 1242. John Jarrett this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tonight, wrapping up the million-dollar weekend, rock, roll, and remember with Dick Clark, 8 to midnight. Here's Julian Lennon. From the class of 1965, the Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Loving Feeling. Your fingers are numb. I don't blame you today. 1249, and Golden Joe Galuski for Chuck Lakefield. Chuck's back tomorrow doing his regular thing from 3 till 8 on AM 550 WGR Radio. Don't put the shovels away yet, but take heart. At 7:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on February 3rd, winter is officially half over. That's right, only 42 days, 11 and a half hours, and 26 and a half minutes are left. So that should relieve your winter blues today. At least we hope so, anyway. Gee whiz, got a couple more cancellations. St. Francis High School in Hamburg, no afternoon activities there. The First Spiritualist Temple of East Aurora, canceling evening services. And St. Casimir's Rosary Club is canceled for tomorrow night, for Monday night. Satellite forecast from the WGR Weather Center for Buffalo. And all of Western New York today, some traveler's advisories still remain in effect. Flurries and squalls, 1 to 3 inches, but up to 6 inches in heavier squalls. It'll be windy with a high of 26. Cloudy and windy again tonight. Some possible squalls in the low 16. Some sunshine tomorrow. Some flurries too, though, and Monday's high near 30, and a mix of clouds and sun on Tuesday. Scattered flurries. Tuesday's high near 30 degrees. Right now, the official Buffalo temperature is 24. The Barry Manilow. AM 550 WGR, 7 till 1. Sandy Kozel and WGR News at 12:55 coming up.
Buffalo's information leader, WGR. Keeping you informed.
Tying the all-time record. This is Sandy Kozel with WGR News at 5 minutes before 1. Just spoke with officials at the National Weather Service office at Buffalo International Airport, and they tell me that the 2.6 inches of snow they've recorded so far today at the airport brings our snowfall for the month of December to 68.3 inches. That is the most snow ever recorded for any month in the Queen City. It also ties the record established in January of 1977.